play Chile on Sunday evening. They'll play Sweden a week from Thursday. From the 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
America loves a good talent show, and St. Louis is no different. Rising stars in the world of R&B, hip-hop, country, rock, and jazz, all performing one night with their chance to win a recording session in Nashville. In a professional studio, they'll leave with a demo, and it's all happening at the Sheldon Concert Hall, Wednesday, June 26th. It's the second annual St. Louis Sound Music Competition featuring area bands and performers looking for their big break. A panel of judges will decide the winner, but you can be part of the fun in the audience. It's presented by Will DeWitt and the Sheldon Concert Hall. Proceeds will benefit HEAL Center for the Arts. HEAL is a nonprofit organization and multidisciplinary center of music, arts learning, and performance for St. Louis's urban communities. Sure, America's got talent, but so does St. Louis. So make sure to join us Wednesday, June 26th for more information on the St. Louis Sound Music Competition presented by Will DeWitt. Check out thesheldon.org.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits? Be smart and pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You can save thousands in interest. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/McKernan. That's LightStream.com/McKernan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/McKernan for more information.
Do you like 100% Angus beef hot dogs? Then you need to check out Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs. All of their hot dogs, sausages, and buns are made only for Dirty Dogs. At Dirty Dogs, everything is cooked to order and prepared fresh daily. You won't find any microwaves or freezers either. Hang out on the outdoor patio and choose from over 100 different beers. And with 360-inch TVs, you won't miss the game either. Stop in at 3720 Monticello Plaza in O'Fallon or check them out online at DirtyDogsHotDogs.com. That's Dirty Dogs with a Z.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Joe Bacardi's is St. Louis' premier family dining option, serving the St. Louis area for over 46 years. Joe Bacardi's has four convenient locations in Eureka, Watson Road, Fenton, and Columbia, Illinois. Serving hand-rolled St. Louis-style pizzas, a variety of pastas, steaks, chicken, seafood, and salads. I recommend the lasagna and spinach salad, some of the best food I've ever had in St. Louis. For menus, locations, and coupons, visit JoeBacardi's.com.
Take your grilling and smoking game to the next level with the St. Louis Barbecue Store. They can get you set up with a new grill or smoker, and they carry all of the top brands. Yoder, Green Mountain, Humphreys, and many more. The St. Louis Barbecue Store is the place to go for new flavors and fuels, too. Try a new sauce, glaze, or marinade. Plus, flavored pellets, charcoals, and smoking woods. St. Louis Barbecue Store has everything you need to be the envy of your neighborhood. Find them at 9703 Gravoy Road or online at stlbbqstore.com.
America, my home. join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the
table. FM.
And we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
KC barbecue sauce.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. Not as good as Country Bob's, but pretty good. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 11th edition of Pinions Playhouse. I wish Dan Buffett had talked more about Shaft. I didn't get enough. Just kidding. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. It's where I do all my banking. I have for years. You're going to love it there. I'm going to do my best in a minute or so to try to convince you to stop banking wherever you're banking now. Come join us at First Community Credit Union. I'll give you a few reasons why. But first, you know the drill. We have to do a round of introductions.
Hey!
Manning the control board. The man who for 19 years was a resident of Great Britain, more specifically 10 of those, he lived where his daddy still lives now in Birmingham, England. Yes. He's Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Simple and brief and to the point. Bill Cleveland is where?
Minneapolis.
Okay. Well, just right across the street from St. Paul. He jumped across the street to Minneapolis, and we'll find out why he's there in, just a few moments. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both senior vice president investors from Stifel. And when life changes, it's good to have an experienced financial advisor on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Mark and Jason can help you understand your investment options and develop a financial plan just for you. Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary review and for their number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Well, we were actually all together on that one.
I know.
It was a great commercial.
It never happened.
That's a fluke.
It wasn't a fluke. It was an accident, folks. Don't expect us to ever do that again.
No.
Do anything perfectly. Many years ago, maybe you were young. Maybe you drank too much. Maybe late at night you thought, phew, I got to get something in my stomach. Let me go in Denny's and grab something to eat. You know who very well may have been back in the kitchen cooking? The guy I'm about to introduce, because he was a night cook at Denny's. He really was. He also sold knives, you know, like chopping knives, cutting knives, door to door. He sold beer at Busch Stadium. Yeah, he's one of those guys. Cold beer, it's cold beer. He did that too. If you ever went to a roller skating rink and heard the DJ, Ladies' Choice. Yeah, I could have been. That was, he was a DJ at a roller skating rink. But now he's the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing we cannot forget. Yes, he's an actual legitimate private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank, and a big congratulations to the U.S. women's soccer team. They won 13-0 today over Thailand. That beating reminded me of what my dad used to say to me when I used to back talk him. He said, boy, you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to hit you three ways, hard, fast, and continuously. And that's exactly what this team did today. Every time Limey and I looked up, like the score changed. Like we'd look at each other, do a segment, we'd look up the score change.
Parents used to say things to kids that now would have them, they take the children away. My dad used to say, I'll knock you into the middle of next week.
Mine was, I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh, yeah. I heard that too.
I had a friend of mine that his dad said, Bart, you get in there. Because your ass is grass and I'm the lawnmower.
That was a good one. That was a good one. And now, once again, here's Tim to say hello to his sponsor.
Thank you very much to Matheny Heating and Cooling. They've been St. Louis heating and air conditioning specialists since 1942. 77 years. A third generation family-owned business. You don't stay in business for 77 years without doing something right. Angie's List, Yelp, and Google Plus, dozens of reviews from St. Louisans talking about the professionalism and the quality that they received when having their air conditioning equipment repaired or installed. Check them out online at MatheneyHeatCool.com or give them a call, 314-727-9000.
You know, I Maybe I could get people to, you know how you put those burglar alarms, this home protected by, you get this home, like my house, this home cooled and heated by Matheny.
You might be on a great advertising idea right there.
I might have something there. Hmm. People have to do it. You know, right. I don't know what the incentive would be. Maybe they could, you know.
All the roofing companies do it.
Yeah, take 5% off and go, hey, we'll put in your new system. Let us put a Matheny sign in your yard. Maybe I'm onto something. I'll talk to the folks at Matheny about that. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse's hind end.
No. Come on. Well, that's horrible. Mm-hmm. Rat Boy's telling me some of the stuff his dad used to tell him.
Mm-hmm. Your butt's cheese.
I'm afraid to even say this because it sounds so horrible and cruel. He was telling me that his dad used to say that he beat him so hard, you'll drop to your knees and yell out please for one piece of what?
Cheese.
One piece of cheese.
Oh, wow.
That's cruel.
Yeah.
That drop to your knees, yell out, say please for one piece of bread. I'm so sorry. I did not know
he beat him.
You went through that.
He beat him so hard he started rhyming like Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson.
Yeah. Cheese boy.
Keep alive.
On that.
Keep him alive. What else is there to say, folks? Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. You know who is turned into a better looking person older than you? Dan, that was funny.
It was.
Two people, Mandy Murphy, and they're both on the same station. And Glenn,
Tim Rugburn?
No, Glenn Zimmerman.
Did you think Dan said that?
Glenn
Zimmerman.
Oh, I did think. I thought you, Tim, you said it.
Yeah, you said, Dan, that was funny. I thought you thought Dan said that.
No, it was funny when you said me. That was funny.
Okay, sorry about
Glenn Zimmerman and Mandy Murphy. They're both on the same station. They're better looking now, older, than they were younger.
Well, Frank.
Well, they are.
You like Glenn
Zimmerman? Hey, it's 2019, you know.
Yeah. I'll tell you who else that I had not seen for a long time. Because I don't
Chris
really...
Higgins on Channel 2?
No. Huh. Let me finish. I don't really watch a lot of the
Dan
local...
Dan Gray? Something you haven't seen in a long time.
I haven't seen.
Let's see, your wiener.
Jennifer Blum?
No. Still smoking hot. Sandy Miller. That's Sandy Miller. Channel 2. You people are losers. You will never be successful in this business. Oh, wait, neither will I.
Dan.
I forgot.
Dan.
What?
Cole Bell.
I am. Well, as soon as he gets to finish with his
We are brought
commercial.
To you by... Is anybody still listening? I don't think so. Everybody
I think
tuned away.
They've tuned out by
they
now.
They tuned away gone. During that Shasta thing, I think. First Community Credit Union, that is our sponsor today for the Playhouse. It's a banking facility. Well, it's actually 40 of them. And I know this is really strange. I never use the drive-through. I know a lot of people do. I just don't. I just park and go in. And that makes me, but I'm odd anyway, and I'm different in a lot of other ways. I just like to go in. I like to say hello to people. Like Ashley yesterday, what?
You work 3 hours a day. Where do you find the time?
Well,
to get out of your car and go in.
I know. Most people that work this kind of schedule, boom, in and out, dart through. I don't even use the drive-through at Walgreens. I still go into the pharmacy desk. I have done it a couple times, but I generally don't. Here's the point. If you want to bank at First Community Credit Union, and you want to drive through, or you want to go in, or you want to get online, or get on the phone, you can do any of that. All of that. And it's all made really easy and simple. They have a very easy to navigate website. You want to move money from one account to the other. You want to check balances. You want to pay bills. Okay. I mean, does anybody else remember when people sit at the kitchen table with a checkbook and bills and put them in the envelope and write the check? I guess maybe out there somewhere there's a 95-year-old that does that. No, not anymore. But First Community Credit Union not only is a great place to bank because of ease of use, whether it's the website or going in, but because their rates are incredibly competitive. And I'll give you an example of the kind of things that makes other banking facilities sit back and go, how do they do that? No wonder we're losing people to First Community Credit Union. Let's take the home equity line of credit. You have a home. You're a homeowner. And the term homeowner doesn't mean you own it outright. You can still have a mortgage, but you're a homeowner. There's equity in the house. So there's something you want to do. You want to recover the driveway, or you want to pave it, or you want to add a room, or build a deck, or a patio, or a pool, or landscaping, or whatever. But you don't have the money. You do have great borrowing power. And a home equity line of credit from First Community Credit Union is probably just, as they say, what the doctor ordered. And if you get on that and jump on it before June 30th, which is not too far away, you're looking at a first-year rate to pay that back of 2.49% APR. That's a great rate. It's called a home equity line of credit. Don't forget about wedding loans. Don't forget about motorcycle loans or boat loans or car loans or all kinds of loans. Don't forget that if you're a small business person, they love small business. They love to be your banking partner. First Community Credit Union, sponsors of the Great Yard Sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, and the only sponsor. If you want to know more, go to firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
Oh, he's in Minnesota right there.
He's in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which I don't know anything at all about Minneapolis. I just don't. I don't know anything about St. Paul, Minneapolis, that part of the country. I've not spent any time there. I don't know, but we don't need to because we sort of have a scout who goes everywhere, an advance man for us. And that's this guy who is brought to you by Window World, the biggest selling replacement window in the United States. And there are a lot of reasons why. There's a lot of reasons they are successful. They deserve to be successful. Good people, good company, good product. That's Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com if you want to know more. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, here is Bill Cleveland. How you doing, Bill?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Why are you in Minneapolis, and why should anybody go there?
Well, as I mentioned yesterday, I'm en route to a travel writers conference.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Ooh,
yeah. No, that's okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. It's been 24 hours. No big deal. Headed up there, so I was doing some stops along the way.
How many travel writers do you think will be at this thing? Do you know?
So it's kind of interesting, and this may be too kind of inside baseball that nobody cares about, but so there's what I would call a travel writer or a travel journalist, somebody that does stuff on like newspapers, magazines, radio, television, that sort of thing. And then you have what would be called a travel blogger, which people who only have what they would call a blog. You only do stuff pretty much online or maybe on social media. So I don't really know what field I kind of do a little bit of both. So it'll be interesting talking to these people that are just website folks that just do stuff online. So how many people will be there? I don't, probably 60, 70, something like that.
You know, they're going to look at you and go, "That man, there's our goal, to be like that guy." You know, have books, a radio gig,
a four-person entourage,
yeah.
Newspaper article.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe.
Tell us something we don't know.
The last time that I was in Minneapolis, I was actually with my dad. We were doing a road trip, and I can't remember where we were headed, but we stayed in Minneapolis for a night, and we were out on the town. Just, I think we were grabbing a bite to eat or whatever, and we were on our way back to our hotel, and it was late at night, and. Now this is just, if you guys have all met my dad, so this is one of those stories, but we're walking back to the hotel.
Does this end up with a couple of hookers being in the story?
and one dies?
Well, it's funny you say that. So we're walking down the street, and there was this guy who had this kind of lowrider looking vehicle, and he was totally dressed like a pimp. And it was just, maybe we had crossed into a couple of questionable blocks to get back to our hotel. And so I told my dad, I'm like, just look down and just, you know, don't make eye contact. Let's just, you know, go, just keep walking. And the guy, the pimp looking gentleman, had a St. Louis Cardinals baseball hat on. Okay.
Was it Nelly?
It was not Nelly. So again, I tell my dad that, you know, we'll just, you know, just look, maybe look down, don't make any eye contact, keep walking. So this plan's going pretty good for about 30 seconds. And then my dad, for whatever reason, looks up and yells, "Go Card!"
You don't say that to pimps.
we're going to get shot or whatever. But he just, the guy looked at him like he was nuts and went on about his business, which was being, you know, whatever pimps do, right?
You know, so, go cards means up in Minnesota, it means hot Carl.
Where's the crickets, Lammy?
No, not even crickets. Dan, first of all, even Bill probably does not know what hot Carl means.
I know. Okay? It was just for us.
The listeners, 97% of them don't know what hot Carl means.
Okay. I was laughing on the inside, Dan.
Tim, sadly, does know what hot Carl means. Has known for years. Limey knows what hot Carl. I think I know what hot Carl means. But Dan, you've just made a reference that no one got. But that's you. That's just you. I'm sorry, Bill. Go ahead.
Well, you know, he's supposed to ruin my segment every day. That's so he did it. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Meet your quota. Everything's going to go downhill from there.
First of all, Bill, what he said was ridiculous because I don't know much, but I do know that in Minneapolis, go cards is code for my friend and I are looking for two other gay guys to hook up with. That's what it actually means.
Oh.
Thanks, Dad. So Mary Tyler Moore, that's the show was shot in Minneapolis.
That's right.
A statue of Mary Tyler Moore. They actually moved the statue occasionally, so you'll have to look for it if you're coming up. She's throwing her hat up in the air. Big theater town. They're very kind of, it's a very artsy town, I guess you might say. And so they have a lot of theaters in town if you're into that sort of thing. Target is based, I believe it's based here, so the baseball stadium is Target Field where the Twins play.
I have to tell you, usually when you talk about a place, there's something gets my attention. So far I've heard nothing that makes me want to go to Minneapolis.
Target.
Now, I'll be honest, it has been raining all day today, and I haven't been able to do much of anything. I went to, I would only tell this audience this, I wouldn't tell anybody else, and I wouldn't put this on my website, but so I went to the zoo today in St. Paul. I went to their St. Paul Zoo, and they have a botanical garden that's attached to it. And I got to tell you, going into a place like this, you are really thankful that you are from St. Louis, because not all zoos are created equal. Nope. I will just say that.
Nope.
It is unbelievable how lucky we are in St. Louis to have the St. Louis Zoo, because walking around this place, I was just like, you have got to be kidding me. This is your zoo? And people were, you know, there were a lot of people. Actually, it was bizarre because it was raining, and it was lightly raining, and people had umbrellas walking around and checking it out. I was like, oh my God, these people have no idea.
No,
this is not,
it's sad. It's sad.
Like,
they don't know their zoo sucks. They just don't.
It's unfortunate.
You're just giving us another reason not to go to Minneapolis.
Well, that was in St. Paul. I don't think Minneapolis has a zoo.
Same thing.
Yeah, so kind of disappointing. I will add or close with, I did stay on a tugboat last night. I think I mentioned that.
Oh, how was that?
On the Mississippi River. Honestly, it was pretty cool. There were four cabins, maybe five cabins.
Did you wake up in the middle of the night with somebody tugging you?
Oh.
That's why they call it that. You guys get lonesome. Yeah.
Pay extra for that, and I didn't. I think the only time that I actually noticed that I was on a boat and on the water was in the morning when I was shaving, and because you're standing in the bathroom and you're like you're at an angle. It's not, everything wasn't level. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the only time. But it was cool. A neat little interesting. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It means you're sinking. The boat was sinking. It's supposed to float level.
I shaved quick and got the heck off the boat. But no, if anyone's interested, facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad, you can check out pictures of the tugboat if you want to. If you're looking for an interesting place to stay, if you're on the road and you're headed up this direction, I'd highly recommend it. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It's been a bummer of a day. Rainy, can't do anything. It does happen occasionally when you travel. So tomorrow I will be in Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, now you're talking.
Oh, that's
never been in.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Never been in. So hopefully we'll find something interesting for you there. So till then, I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Yeah.
You know, we like Bill.
Yep.
That's the worst report. There's not one thing he said about Minneapolis that makes me. In fact,
absolutely,
I don't want to
no.
go there now.
No.
I have no desire to go to Minneapolis.
Target is headquartered. Woohoo!
See, and I'm on Delta right now looking at flights to Minneapolis. I had the complete opposite reaction that you guys did.
Oh, you can't wait to go?
I'm looking at one-way flights. Like I can probably be there by 11 tonight.
Oh, nice.
You should have let us know what you...
Go. Just to let you know, I'm getting a couple of texts that people are now Googling what a hot car is. So, there you go.
Don't do that.
don't. It's disgusting.
And don't go to lemonparty.org. Oh.
No, they took that down.
They did?
How do you know?
Because I got an email from somebody, so I went and checked. Sure enough, it was going. Too bad. It was a great site.
Oh, darn.
Bill Clavlin brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States, and there are a lot of good reasons why. I'm going to jump into the joke early, because this joke really does, to do it justice, require some time, taking some time to tell it right. So I will do it justice, and I'll try not to shortchange Mr. Evans. I can't think of many people more disgusting than Amy Schumer. I can't stand Amy Schumer, and I think she's a disgusting skank.
Why would she
She's
does
a
now?
Filthy, vulgar skank. Tim just showed me a picture of Amy Schumer. Was it a baby carriage or something?
She posted a photo of herself to her 9 million followers on Instagram.
Stop right there. There's a sad commentary. She has 9 million. Cher has 3.5 million. Amy Schumer has 9 million followers.
She's pushing a baby carriage, and she's wearing hospital pants, like the kind that are like come around the waist and like they go down around mid thigh, like hospital pants for right. people who are in the hospital. And she's got that Dunlop that's kind of, and she's wearing a bra top and hospital pants, and that's it.
Yeah, she's a skank.
With the Dunlop hanging over.
I call a little bit of one of her comedy routines. She's a filthy, vulgar skank, Amy Schumer. That's all the time we're gonna give her. In Plano, Texas, I love dogs. I do. We have a grand dog now. We just kept her for a week. I already kind of miss not having her there. She loves to lick you in the ear. She's 3 months old. I love dogs, but I don't think this is a good idea at all. In Plano, Texas, there's a place, a movie theater, and now they're calling it Canine Cinemas. Six nights a week, people bring their dogs into the movie, and they sit watching a movie with their dog.
That's heard about that.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
I don't get that.
And even if you're a dog lover, do you want to sit and try to watch a movie with not just your dog, everybody else's dog?
What's your dog going to get out of it? Just
oh, no,
sitting
the lobby, the snack lobby, it's all dog treats and human treats, too, in the counter.
They're not going to enjoy the movie. Like, if you take them to a dog park or a bar where you can have a dog thing, they can run around and kind of do their thing.
It's stupid.
In movie theater, they're just going to lie there.
It's stupid.
That's dumb.
Of course, they interviewed a couple. I think this is the greatest thing. They're holding their dogs. I can now take my dog to the movies with these. Shut up.
Or bark at other dogs.
Right? They could ruin the movie.
All right. Here's an interesting statistic, and the number is much bigger than I thought it would be. 18% of students from grade school and high school students have no internet access at home. How in the world, in this day and age, can you keep up with other students, do your research, write your papers, look up answers, if you don't have internet access?
You can.
Well, some of them...
Go to the library.
You cannot.
Well, there's one other way. A few of the students said they use their phones. It's hard because it's a small screen, and with cellular, they can get on, but they don't have, like not with a computer. That's a bigger number than I thought it would be.
Shocking.
Now, I guess I could start this by saying, if I say, give me a name of somebody that you really thought we would be seeing and hearing a lot of, but we don't hear or see anything about him, who would you think that would be?
What was the question?
Someone
I think we all would expect now to be seeing and hearing regular reports on, but we don't hear or see anything. I'll tell you who it is. O.J. Simpson. Isn't it amazing to you? Wouldn't you have thought when he got out
kind
this...
of faded into
he's just
the,
sort of, yeah.
I just read something
background.
About him. He just did an interview that I read about today where he's living in Las Vegas with his daughter, and people are snapping up selfies with him everywhere he goes around Las Vegas, and his probation officer lets him go to Florida a couple times a month to see his daughter's
daughter. Okay, that's an interview that you found.
In today's paper, there was a story about him, about how he's doing 20, because it's
But I would have thought Access Hollywood, I would have thought we'd be seeing regular, O.J. was
more
spotted.
More details about him. What's going on in his life?
Here's another interesting thing. Kim Goldman, Ron Goldman's sister. Remember Ron Goldman was killed with, but we still don't know who killed him. she has a son now. He's 15.
Uh-huh.
And she just did the first interview where she really sort of opened up and starts talking. She says, she tells her son that your Uncle Ron Goldman, died a hero. Really? He died because he just happened to be in the wrong place and OJ killed him. I'm sorry, I mean somebody killed him.
Right.
I'm sick of this hero thing. I'm sorry Ron Goldman got killed, but he's not a hero. There's no proof or evidence he tried to save Nicole's life.
We do kind of overuse the word hero nowadays.
No, we absolutely do.
When was the 25-year anniversary of the, was it the chase?
He was 94, so it's
94
this year.
94 in
June. Yeah.
June, like, 10th or something?
The trial.
Something like that.
What trial do you know that lasted anywhere near as long as
that?
Do you know that trial lasted almost a year?
Yes.
Yeah. A year trial. Can you believe
Unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And we watched at least the coverage almost every day. Don't get me started on it. I'm for some reason today, we just finished the French Open. And I know a little bit about tennis. My daughter played, my wife played. My daughter was a high level player. So it was interesting to me how former professional athletes, some of them are still in the mix. Hrabowski, he's still out there. But in tennis, you never see, and these are big names, Jimmy Connors anywhere. He's just not around in terms of tennis venues. Neither is Agassi.
Oh, Andre
but
in, Agassi.
But how about this in baseball? And they live right here. Ted Simmons lives in St. Louis. I never see Ted Simmons in the booth. I don't. Do you?
No.
They've had him in. He's a Cardinal Hall of Famer, and they've had him in the booth a couple of times. He used to be the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's not. He's pretty rough dude. I mean, he's like not Mr. Warm and Fuzzy, you know, joke telling kind of guy on the air. He's a real serious business like, you know, kind of like he was as a player. You
really?
Know? Yeah. It's, you know, I've seen him in the booth before. They've had him on air before.
Daryl Strawberry lives here. Did anybody ever see him around, interviewed or spotted or in the news?
Well, he lives in St. Charles and he operates a business down in Florida, you know, and of course he's recovering, hard recovering cocaine addict.
Okay.
If you ever watch, there's ESPN did a 30 for 30 on him one time with Dwight Gooden where I believe it was Gooden that missed the World Series parade because him and Strawberry were doing coke all night.
Wow.
And Gooden missed the World Series parade.
Wow.
Real quickly, for you old timers, Steve Lawrence has Alzheimer's. Steve Lawrence is 83. Real quickly, YouTube, pull up Limey, Go Away Little Girl, Steve Lawrence. Steve Lawrence was married to Edie Gourmet. Again, this is for you old folks. Steve Lawrence was like Jack Jones. He was one of those, what I call lounge singers, but a great singer of standards. And he had a big top 40 hit, and it was this one. Crank it up a little bit. Go away, Louis. He's 83, Alzheimer's.
Go away, little girl.
Yeah, I mean,
go away, little girl.
That's Steve Lawrence.
I'm not supposed to be alone with you.
Okay, so not dead if you're listening. Oh, Steve Lawrence died. No, but he has Alzheimer's. That
sounds like a creepy song.
It is.
It is kind of creepy.
Go away, little girl. I'm not supposed to be alone with you.
Yeah, if you don't leave, I'm going to, you know.
That's
really but so was Gary
creepy.
Puckett's young girl, get out of my mind. Yeah, the same thing. Go away or I'm going to do something illegal. No, you're right. It's creepy. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
One of my very I think Terry Daly used to love this joke. I think Dan likes it. I think it'll become one of Tim's favorites too. It's a guy who he walks into this bar saloon type place and it's packed with regulars, but he notices there's a piano and he's been in there now several times and nobody's ever playing the piano. It looks like a decent piano. So he goes to the manager. He goes, "You have a piano player?" He goes, "No, we did years ago." But he said, "Do you mind if I sit down and play?" He goes, "You're a player?" He goes, "Oh yeah." He said, "Oh, be my guest." So he sits down, and he proceeds to play like no one has ever heard anyone play. I mean, concert pianist, pop. You can't describe it. It's so great. When he finishes the song, the entire place erupts in applause, standing ovation, more, 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 more. And the manager walks over and goes, "That was unbelievable. You must be a famous pianist." He goes, No, I'm good. I mean, I know I'm good, but people are starting to already ask me, can they buy your CDs? He goes, "I've never had anything published or recorded." He said, the manager says, why? You're so good. He says, you know, he says, I think it's because of the, I mean, I have these songs. I wrote that song I just played. The manager says, oh, come on. He goes, no, I wrote it. He said, but I think it's the titles. The titles of my songs, it puts publishers off and record people. They don't want to. And the manager says, well, like that, well, what song you just played? Well, what was it called? He goes, well, it's called I Popped In On You While You Were Popping Your Zits and Your Zit Juice Popped Out On Me. And the manager says, well, that's the most disgusting. He goes, yeah, but that's the name of the song, and I don't want to change it. I'm an artist. And the crowd's still going, more, more, more. He says, well, do you mind sitting down and playing some more? Now people are coming up, and they're putting money. They put a tip jar and money. They're putting beers on the piano, and he's drinking beers. He starts playing again. And again, he knocks them out. He knocks it out. He plays a song that's so incredible, so beautiful. People are crying. They're putting it more. He's drinking their beers. He's taking their money. They're crying. And the manager says, once again, and they're applauding and standing. He goes, once again, oh, my goodness, that was beautiful. I'm guessing you wrote that, too, and you never recorded it. He says, bingo. Another song I wrote. Nobody will touch it because of the title. And the manager says, what was that called? He goes, it's called Flicking My Boogers at Girls Who Walk By. And the manager says, well, that's disgusting. He goes, I know. He says, you want me to play some more? And he goes, absolutely. And the crowd, yes, yes, yes. So he starts again. His fingers are flying. And the keys have never had a workout like this. And when he finishes, more. They need a second and a third tip jar. Their beers lined up, and he's drinking as many of them as he can. And the manager says, now, what was that called? He goes, that was called, remember the day you got really mad when I took that big dump and stunk up your pad? And the manager says, well, it's disgusting. He goes, I know. He says, look, folks, if you want more, and the crowd goes, yeah. He goes, I appreciate your beers. I appreciate your tips. I've had so many beers, I've got to go to the restroom. Just give me a moment to take a leak, and I'll be right back with more great piano playing. And they're all cheering. He runs into the restroom because he's got to go. Comes back out, getting ready to sit down at the piano, and he was in such a hurry to get back out to please the crowd, he forgot to zip up. And as he gets ready to take his seat at the piano, the manager says, hey, do you know your pants are unzipped and your wiener's hanging out? He goes, no, it. Hell, I wrote it.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Farmers Insurance. Accident cleared eastbound 64 before Big Bend. Traffic backs up at Lindbergh. More delays downtown eastbound 64 between Compton and the Poplar Street Bridge. Those right lanes on northbound 55 stack up onto eastbound 44 now. And you're still stop and go eastbound 70 crossing the Museo Veterans Bridge. Stop and go southbound 270 south of Page through Manchester. Heavy eastbound 270, 372 Washington Elizabeth. At Farmers Insurance, they know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle, bird poop, drone, seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Do you like 100% Angus beef hot dogs? Then you need to check out Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs. All of their hot dogs, sausages, and buns are made only for Dirty Dogs. At Dirty Dogs, everything is cooked to order and prepared fresh daily. You won't find any microwaves or freezers either. Hang out on the outdoor patio and choose from over 100 different beers. And with 360-inch TVs, you won't miss the game either. Stop in at 3720 Monticello Plaza in O'Fallon or check them out online at DirtyDogsHotDogs.com. That's Dirty Dogs with a Z.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app OpenTable or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Joe Bacardi's is St. Louis' premier family dining option, serving the St. Louis area for over 46 years. Joe Bacardi's has four convenient locations in Eureka, Watson Road, Fenton, and Columbia, Illinois. Serving hand-rolled St. Louis-style pizzas, a variety of pastas, steaks, chicken, seafood, and salads. I recommend the lasagna and spinach salad, some of the best food I've ever had in St. Louis. For menus, locations, and coupons, visit JoeBacardi's.com.
Take your grilling and smoking game to the next level with the St. Louis Barbecue Store. They can get you set up with a new grill or smoker, and they carry all of the top brands. Yoder, Green Mountain, Humphreys, and many more. The St. Louis Barbecue Store is the place to go for new flavors and fuels, too. Try a new sauce, glaze, or marinade. Plus, flavored pellets, charcoals, and smoking woods. St. Louis Barbecue Store has everything you need to be the envy of your neighborhood. Find them at 9703 Gravoy Road or online at stlbbqstore.com.
Dallas, Texas, here we come for Mike Evans's. You know his sponsor. I'll give you 1 or 2 seconds, see if you can come up with it. That's right, everybody. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're in Chesterfield Valley. That's west, but out 40, 64, whatever you want to call it. Boone's Crossing. And then east of all the other stuff, there it sits. There they sit. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's? You absolutely do, and I think you need them for lunch most of the time. So just to be safe, make reservations for lunch as well. And, of course, when you go, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. You will be so glad you did. Gift cards, always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market, here's Mike Evans. What's up?
What's up? Happy King Kamehameha Day.
Yeah, and Corn Cob Day, National Corn on the Cob Day.
And National German Chocolate Cake Day.
Ooh, that's good, too.
Have a little German chocolate cake, a little corn on the cob, celebrating King Kamehameha Day.
Mm.
I love this pop quiz theme. It's all about multiple choice celebrity extremes. These are the top four nicest celebrities, according to Righteous Magazine, who follow celebrities around with hidden cameras. These are the four nicest, but which one's number one? Amy Poehler.
Is that one... Oh, was she seen a face friend?
She's seen a face friend.
Maybe not. Lady Gaga.
Mm.
Come on.
Yeah, she's... Are you some days, come yes, some on. Days,
got
no.
A good body.
It's that face, man.
That okay, face, you know, yeah, that face.
Butter
face. Half, give her half.
Yeah. There you go.
Half chub.
Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah, he gets one.
Gay. Or Chris Pratt. Music notes on Friday, both Madonna and Bruce Springsteen are releasing albums, and the material hag is predicting that she will outsell Bruce Springsteen.
Good luck.
She's got to put down, she got to put down the pipe. Yeah, I mean, you know, Bruce Springsteen fans are still Bruce Springsteen fans. Madonna fans are now Miley Cyrus fans, I think. More bad news, speaking of Miley Cyrus, her new LP has sold 14,316 copies.
Ooh, that's
her single sold 1,588 copies.
Ooh, that hurts. That stings.
That's terrible. It was doctor's orders to forbidding Beach Boy Brian Wilson from his proposed summer tour to be canceled. Doctor said no. Brian, who's had mental breakdowns, doctor said it would be too stressful. Or, you know, really, Brian Wilson, I mean, he was one of the real rock and roll geniuses of his time.
Yep.
Really sad, but he has been sick for a long time. Odds and ends, Russell Crowe has lost 60 pounds and looking great, but then while trying to do a wheelie on a scooter, had an accident. Now his leg's in a splint and he's eating and gaining the weight all back again.
All right.
Idiot.
Why do you do a wheelie on a scooter?
I don't know.
I like Kevin Hart, all right, but do we really need Kevin Hart to star in another Scrooge movie this Christmas?
No.
I think not. Hollywood's biggest animal lover is Woody Harrelson. He does speeches for the SPCA. Woody, though, is also a vegan, which makes him even a better, more well-liked by the PETA folks. But for the record, and we've talked about this, but in case you've never heard or forgotten, Woody Harrelson's dad, Charles Harrelson, is serving life in prison for killing a federal judge. Charles is also a self-admitted mafia hitman. He doesn't say how many he's killed, but he said more than anybody would imagine. And he also claims to be part of the JFK assassination team.
So his dad's still alive? For some reason, I thought his dad died in prison. No?
He's still alive.
Okay.
Last I heard, he was still alive.
Okay.
I think maybe the guy that killed Frazier's daughter died. No, I think he's still alive too, because he goes to the prison and tries to fights him getting out every year.
Charles Harrelson died in 2007.
Oh, he is dead. He died 12 years ago.
Strange story, though. Woody did go see him at the end, though. I remember as long years he didn't. He wouldn't talk about him at the end. They kind of made up. Woody Harrelson, though, loves his animals. Biggest animal lover in Hollywood. Bill Cosby has bikini-clad photos of Kris Jenner, Kelly Ripa, Selena Gomez, Meghan Markle. Where are the beeps?
Gwyneth Paltrow, giving me time
Megan
to hit him?
Fox, Halle Berry, Britney Spears.
If he doesn't give me time to actually hit the boing, then I can't say them. Okay. If he keeps just ripping off the names.
All right,
there we go.
He has all these pictures hanging on his jail cell wall and on the ceiling. It's like you know, if you're hungry, you don't go watch a guy cook a steak. I don't get
it. Hey, I don't get that either. Torture yourself.
Exactly. On the other hand, once a month, in Nashville, Dolly Parton, Tim McGraw, Vince Gill, Amy Grant, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck have Bible studies at their homes. Women's soccer, did you watch any of that today?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
50 seconds.
Oh, and finally, got a good tour, I guess.
And we have a full time today. It just kind of went by.
It did. Nicest celebrity. Amy Poehler, Lady Gaga, Zach Galifianakis, or Chris Pratt?
Amy Poehler.
I'm going to go Amy Poehler.
I have to say her as well.
I'm afraid I have to go along with Amy Poehler.
Number four, Zach Galifianakis picks up military personnel bills anytime he sees them in uniform at the restaurants. Number three, Lady Gaga never turns down an autograph seeker. Number two, Amy Poehler, who handwrites thank you notes to fans.
Ooh.
Chris Pratt, who visits patients in hospitals at least once a month.
So close. Two seconds. Two
seconds. I have a tip.
1 second. Actually, now it's 1 second. Well, now it's no time. Hey, thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get. They'd appreciate it. And have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear. All right,
dear. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are going head-to-head in Iowa. The two held competing events in the Hawkeye State. Biden says he plans to spend a large amount of time in the state ahead of the primaries.
I'm going to work like the devil to earn your trust, earn your respect, and earn your vote, because you're the ticket to whether or not we get to pass go as a monopoly game.
Biden held an event in Mount Pleasant, and President Trump had an energy event simultaneously in Council Bluffs, Iowa. The House is giving its committees some teeth to enforce subpoenas against the Trump administration. A Democratic resolution authorizes committee chairs to take the administration to court to enforce subpoenas that are not honored. Former White House counsel Don McGahn recently ignored a subpoena to testify and provide documents related to special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Comedian Jon Stewart is angrily blasting federal lawmakers, saying they're costing 9/11 first responders